Today we are going to discuss the paper by Dr. Sandra Billinger, who's at the University of Kansas Medical Center, which was done in collaboration with investigators at Kansas State University and the University of Kansas Alzheimer's Disease Center, and published in the Journal of Applied Physiology. The title is Dynamics of Middle Cerebral Artery Blood Flow Velocity During Moderate Intensity Exercise. It reports on the use of a novel methodology to analyze middle cerebral artery blood flow velocity kinetics to show how the dynamic cerebrovascular response to exercise changes with age and disease states. Participating in today's discussion will be the lead author of the paper, Dr. Sandra Billinger, and an expert in the field, Dr. Matthew Brothers, from the Department of Kinesiology at the University of Texas at Arlington. My name is Judy Neubauer from Rutgers University in New Jersey, and I will be moderating today's discussion. I would like to start with you, Sandy, to briefly describe the questions and hypotheses being addressed, the methods employed, and then summarize the main findings and their significance.
The benefits of exercise for healthy brain aging are becoming more evident. However, understanding the dynamic cerebrovascular response to exercise is currently less understood. The purpose of this study was to examine the dynamic response and kinetics of the middle cerebral artery velocity, which I'll call MCAV from here on out, from rest to steady state moderate intensity exercise. We tested two hypotheses. One, in healthy young adults, bilateral MCAV increases exponentially from rest to the onset of exercise, and two, bilateral MCAV retest reliability would be high. We used transcranial Doppler ultrasound to capture MCAV and a recumbent stepper for the exercise device. The results of the study suggest that in young healthy adults, there is an exponential increase in bilateral MCAV and that the reliability of this measure is high. We also report that the MCAV response for young healthy adults was more robust than older adults. Our team was very excited by these findings and that this methodology may have the potential utility to identify unique changes across age and chronic disease.
Matt, would you comment on this study, particularly on what you feel its contribution and significance is for understanding how the dynamics of cerebral blood flow kinetics provide insight into the health of the cerebral vasculature?
This blood flow kinetics from rest to exercise are generally well characterized for most, if not all, vascular beds, with the exception of the cerebral circulation, as noted in this article. This is critically important, particularly given the known relationships between a healthy or active lifestyle and cerebrovascular health, as well as the known relationship between impaired cerebrovascular health and neurocognitive diseases such as cognitive dysfunction, dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and potentially even stroke. Identification and validation of a non-invasive and relatively cheap and easily administered tests to assess cerebral vascular function, as reported in this manuscript, could potentially be very useful in the diagnosis, prevention, and even treatment of some of the aforementioned conditions. So, Sandy, the many benefits of exercise are well known. The relationship between exercise and cerebrovascular health and disease has gained a lot of attention, particularly in recent years. In addition, exercise is a useful and convenient tool in research setting to investigate blood flow regulation. I'm curious, though, if you would care to speculate on how the responses may be similar or perhaps different if an alternative approach was utilized. For example, a battery of various cognitive tasks or a battery of cognitive tasks.
Yeah, certainly. There has been work dating back to the 1980s studying MCAV response to cognitive challenges, but these findings have been mixed. Some studies show an increase, while other studies report little to no difference from rest to cognitive challenge. I think this is where the resolution of the MCAV response kinetics could become valuable to the scientific community, especially as we focus on brain aging and try to better understand the response to various stimuli, whether it's exercise or cognitive challenge. I think being able to really look at that will help us see what the response is when you're sitting quietly and then when the system is challenged.
I agree. And I think especially if you look at some of the literature that suggests that an active lifestyle, not only acutely, but a lifelong active lifestyle does preserve cognitive function later on in life.
And as we look at this over the continuum of the aging process, I agree with you that this has the potential to have utility to look at changes, sedentary versus healthy lifestyle, and then even looking at disease process.
So I know that a lot of the impetus of this research is looking at brain health, but given that this is also an exercise approach, I wonder if the authors can speculate on how the findings may impact the ability to perform exercise if cerebral blood flow and kinetics are altered, as was found in the elderly and stroke patient. And I know this is sort of a loaded question because there's many other conditions that would limit exercise in these individuals, but do the authors believe that this would impact the ability to achieve the known health benefits of exercise?
Yeah, this is a fascinating question. I think in this one stroke survivor, we saw a diminished response in the ipsilateral MCAV to the onset of exercise. But I think we can tackle this question in two ways. And the first is, if the MCAV response is blunted early after stroke, I think looking at would an exercise intervention eventually improve the dynamic response and the kinetics? If so, this would reinforce the benefits of exercise for brain health in stroke survivors. The second way of thinking that is there an optimal exercise dose that would benefit or enhance stroke recovery? There's a lot of work surrounding neuroplasticity, and I think the brain blood flow response is very critical in understanding stroke recovery. So in this study, we only used moderate intensity exercise, but it could be possible, in these earlier months that we need to look at different exercise intensities. But I think at this point, it's a little too early in this line of research to state for sure, but it's something that we're definitely interested in.
And I think back to maybe your first point, looking at the stroke survivors, but I wonder how useful this tool could be in maybe an at-risk population. So individuals, obesity, for example, who maybe don't have overt disease, but we know are much more predisposed to sort of you name it. I wonder if this could be a detection tool to maybe treat or help identify maybe at risk to try to offset the future risk down the road.
This is a great comment and thinking about using the methodology. We are looking at analyzing data from a larger cohort of older adults. I think it's important that we test the hypotheses, whether there is an association between vascular control and brain health. As we acknowledge, we have collaborators at the KU Alzheimer's Disease Center. And so we have individuals characterized. They are cognitively normal, but they also have elevated beta amyloid and some don't. And so this is a known risk factor for Alzheimer's disease. We hope that this will provide novel information looking at vascular risk, Alzheimer's risk, and cerebral vascular control. We certainly need to work towards understanding vascular control and brain health because this is such a hot area of research right now.
Do you think this methodology of evaluating the middle cerebral artery velocity kinetics with exercise will supplement the use of MRI as a valuable tool for clinicians evaluating brain health in patients with acute and chronic diseases?
I believe this methodology will provide complementary information to MRI when understanding brain health. This methodology allows us to look at this dynamic response during exercise, which is difficult to do any exercise or activity in the MRI. So yes, I do.
I agree. I do think it would definitely be a complement to it. I would say that at this point that probably a little bit early in the stages. I think there probably needs to be some more work done, as we talked about earlier, looking at some comparisons to other tasks, maybe cognitive tasks, but also getting a bigger cohort or sample size in both the young, but also the aging and disease populations. But back to the original question, I definitely think this could be a very useful and easily implemented tool to help clinicians in assessing and maybe even treating cerebrovascular disease.
This has been a very interesting discussion of how the use of dynamic cerebrovascular kinetics can be used to assess brain health, shedding new light on how these conditions change with aging and disease conditions. With that, I'd like to thank both of the participants, Sandra Billinger and Matthew Brothers, for an excellent discussion of this paper.